Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, so much to get into here. Have the Eagles removed all doubts for you? Huge win last night. 26-18.
Michael. Huge.
Huge win.
Huge.
And how about that defense, Hugh? I mean, what a necessity it is to have a defense like that, isn't it? Isn't it fun to say it? Isn't it fun to say it? The defense is a necessity?
No.
I find it fun to say.
Come on, Hugh.
Come on. You said it earlier.
No.
No, all right. Yeah, that's all right. Maybe.
I mean, they play well. I mean, and they're a necessity.
Well, domination.
I am not. And
the
I
order said it. And Bond and
no,
Mitchell.
I'm not, but I know somebody's in the car like, damn it, why is he giving this defense credit? I am giving him the credit.
Nah, backhanded.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I'm about to be up in this mug with a shaved face.
Well, you make bad bets.
I got a couple more weeks though. I got at least about what, six more weeks? Eight?
We got
seven.
What's this? They're 8-2?
Yeah.
17 games?
No.
That's seven.
No. Yeah, okay. 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
I get to keep it for 7 weeks.
Bye-bye to that beard. All right, before we go back to the phone line.
Wait a minute. Y'all gave me an out, though, right? I just ain't decided if I'm going to take it or not.
Hold on. Who said you get to decide?
Not up to you.
Wait a minute.
No. Wait a minute. This is the audience.
Wait a minute. No, we can't. Hold up now.
No, you don't get any say.
We can't leave it to the audience now. We can't do that.
Well, they're a big part of the vote.
No, but we can't do that. Because,
why?
Because.
They get it.
They're going to be petty, and they're gonna want me to cut it. No, you can't leave it to the audience,
people,
man.
People might think you look more ridiculous in a green beard for an entire month. I mean, that might be.
I saw somebody in the crowd last night with a green. Well, half of it was green and the other half was white. I don't know, man. No, I don't trust them because they're going to be like, cut it off. So then they can walk around and be like, uh-huh. Because there was a lot of people at the tailgate last night.
Mm-hmm.
They were whispering, is he really going to cut his beard?
No, people are talking around town.
And I'm like, seriously, I'm right here. It's like when somebody's talking bad about you.
Yeah.
And you're in the room while they're talking.
They're like, hey, I can hear you.
And I'm like, hold up, dog, I'm standing right here.
I actually think the two biggest conversations in town right now are about your beard and can people get on the bus trip to the Super Bowl. I mean, that feels like the biggest thing that we're talking
about. It sounds
like,
you know, people are asking.
Yeah.
And you know, I need to apologize because a lot of times.
Hold on, cut this audio. Cut it up.
Well, I need to apologize to the people.
Oh.
And this is not. It's more of a reflection on me, not you. It's not like I'm trying to be antisocial to a certain extent.
What'd you do?
But it's like sometimes when people are talking to me, I'm in my own little world and I might not hear you.
Mm, we know.
And I ignore you. So if you see me, don't take it personal.
Dude, we meet with you every morning.
No, but I'm just saying because I feel bad. Because I was telling Joe this at the tailgate last night. Well, not the tailgate, at the show last night. Because a lot of times people speak and I don't hear them. And I know they probably think I'm being, you know, a mean.
Standoffish, yeah.
Well, probably sometimes a little bit standoffish. But I just want to let them know, man, like, sometimes there's a lot going on up here. And it's not you, it's me.
Okay.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
All right. Well, speaking of a lot going on, I'm not trying to make light of this because obviously it is a serious thing. But it feels like a lot was going on with Jalen Hurts last night. Cognitively. So he went and he got tested for a concussion, right? He went in the concussion protocol last night and they put him in the blue tent on the sideline and he cleared that. Can we hear Jalen Hurts after the game talking about his time with the concussion protocol and how that went?
Jalen, you had to be cleared from a concussion. Is there kind of a hold your breath moment when you're going through the evaluation thinking, because you just don't know how those things are going to go. How were you able to get through that moment?
I guess I beat the protocol.
You know how it happened.
I beat the protocol.
Yeah, that's different.
What does that mean? It's like he had the answers to the test. He went in there and started reeling them off.
I mean, that's a different response. I don't want to speculate, especially when it comes to something like that.
Right.
But as a former player, I've always found it a little – I've always kind of, I guess questioned.
You're not trusted maybe the
Well,
the
because
protocol?
It here's the thing. Like, the Tua Tagovailoa situation, that everybody saw that. Everybody, that was one of those things that you cannot deny it.
Sure.
It was what it was. Especially when you talk about the, what's it called, the fencing posture.
Oh, with the fingers. Like,
yeah,
curled
the
up.
Fencing yeah. posture. That is something that is undeniable.
So the NFL has missed on things like this before. Like, there was a, I forget which instance of Tua it was, but they put him back in yeah. a game yes. after he took a big shot, and then he did. Then
the
he got hit again.
Posture.
Yes.
But see, that's the thing. Now, this is where this is twofold. They're still trying to figure out the concussions and how they happen. So they're still working on that. But I will say this, and I think they did their job to the best of their ability last night when it came to Jalen. But there was a sequence when Jalen hit his head. He took a sack, and he hit his head. Mm-hmm. And he got up and he was blinking very, very fast. And it's funny because when you see it on television, they were quick to cut away from it. And this is me being a conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to lie. But it was when I saw that, I was like, okay, something's not right. I thought something was in his eye.
So he got hit twice, right?
Yeah.
The first one was on that little trick play that didn't work, and he got slammed to the ground. The second one, he was trying to get to the end zone. He's around the 4 or 5 yard line before halftime. And that one... I thought he stumbled when he got up. He mm-hmm. did not have. I didn't think he had his bearings to him. He had one of the linemen was there to kind of help him, but it just felt to me like he was kind of like off balance, and maybe he just he didn't feel great. But I'm not saying he had a concussion, but something looked off.
I tell you, man, concussions are a funny thing because I'm pretty sure in my career I've had a few, and I remember one time I got hit, and I remember the doctor telling me because it was a little foggy, and he was like, "Well, don't go to sleep. Just kind of wait to go to sleep." So there's a lot, and I say all that to say that there's a lot about concussions that we're still trying to figure out.
Right.
And this is me speculating.
Yeah.
But at that point, the game is on the line. You don't want to put Kenny Two Gloves in.
But that's why they have an independent doctor who should take – they're supposed to take it out of their hands. Like,
yeah.
The doctor's supposed to say, I can't let you back in the game if
yeah,
you do
but
have
if,
it.
But, if, see, this is where I feel like there was a gray area. Because, like I said, I saw the blinking. Maybe the doctor didn't see it. And there are certain tests that you do on the sideline to there's a baseline. Well, it used to be like this when I played, where they'll ask you, they'll say, okay, where were you born? And if you know that, like certain questions they ask you.
So is that what you think he means by beating the protocol?
They ask the questions.
Like he beat the allegations.
So he's like yeah. beating a breathalyzer or like a lie detector.
Seriously, all
well,
jokes
you know
aside.
If we're using that comp, it almost would be like if they asked you to walk in a straight line, if
right.
you get pulled over, and, yes.
and
you pull
and
it
you
off.
Pull it
yeah.
off when
but
you're
doesn't
drunk.
Mean
right.
you're
correct.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but like, I think it's worth noting that while they have a protocol, I don't think it's an exact perfect science,
it's
right?
Not.
Like,
and that's the thing, Kyle. That's what I was about to say, because you could have a concussion and still retain all that information
right.
and still not be right.
Also, so do you remember this? It might have been last year or the year before, the Patriots. Nelson Agholor had to stop the game, like wave down an official like and point out that the other receiver next to him was concussed and to pull him out of the game.
So they miss things.
They miss things a lot.
So they did see enough last night. They put him in the tent. He obviously passed it. They let him continue to play. But we wanted to play this for you last night. This is after the game. And I think if there was no sort of Jalen, get banged up, blue tent thing, we probably would just have fun with this and laugh at it. But you listen to him in context, you kind of wonder, I hope he's okay. Because listen to Jalen Hurts. He's on Scott Van Pelt, SportsCenter last night. It just sounded off. I mean, I hope he's okay, but it sounded off. Here was Jalen with Scott SVP last night.
Hey, Scott, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? You're a DMV guy, huh?
I mean, is this what we're going to do? Is this really what we're going to do? I mean, I'm okay. Hey, we'll see you down here in a little bit. That's okay.
You got a lot of, got a lot of
no, I'm
high
okay.
pitch in his
Listen,
voice.
Listen, no
I was
joke.
I was just asking, man.
No joke. You guys, everyone knows what you are. They're trying to build down here. But, we look forward to seeing you in our neighborhood in a while. I know there'll be a lot of Philly fans in the building.
Yeah, I like D.C.
Okay. I appreciate you, Jalen. Thanks so much, man. Be good.
Yeah, that was odd.
Man comes out, puts on sunglasses, and heckling me on my show.
Yeah, he was wearing sunglasses. Yeah, he was wearing sunglasses as well during that.
That's a lot.
That conversation.
That's
with
a lot. And I'm pretty sure that they'll probably do some more tests on him today. They're going to watch him. Not saying that he has one, but I would say with that, the fact that he was blinking a lot, that they're probably going to monitor him for the next couple of days.
I would think so. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to the way Jalen played last night, is he holding you back? And are all doubts gone now? Did last night's win erase all the doubt for you about this Eagles team? Here's an interesting result on our Twitter poll. A Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. We have about 1,100 votes in our poll. We put it up right before we got on the air today.
Mm-hmm.
Did last night's win erase all doubt for you about this Eagles team? 60% no. That's a significant amount after their biggest win of the season, their biggest win in a long time, after the defense stood up against a really good offense, and they ran the ball down their throat to finish the game. Like that, and that's about Hurts, right? I mean, that's where that doubt comes
from.
Well,
and it's like I said, for a lot of people, we're right there at that line where the wheels start to fall off the wagon.
Last year, you mean?
Yeah. And I just feel like, listen, man, it's tough. Philly's a tough town. I'm not mad at people for feeling the way that they feel. I feel like, to be honest, that this team is trending in the right direction.
Well, yeah.
And these aren't the same cats that we had last year. That if I can help you feel better, folks, Vic Fangio, Coach Fangio, looks like he knows what he's doing.
Night and day defense.
Yes.
Night and day.
And it's something to be said about having some competent individuals on that side of the ball. Offensively, I get it. I understand when you talk about from a financial perspective. Look at it like this. Perfect analogy. Financial portfolio. Your penny stocks and all that other stuff right now is outperforming your blue chip stocks.
They are.
That's not a comfortable place to be, especially when you look at those blue chips, when you look at that Apple and that IBM and all them other blue chip stocks that you got, and you're like, damn, I got these penny stocks over here, these mutual funds making way more money right now.
So Zach Bond's a mutual.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Funds? Mutual funds. Yeah. Like, let's be honest. Everybody understand that. They got stock. The defense is mutual funds. The offense, them your blue chippers. Them your Twitters and your Tesla stock and all that other good stuff. The Google stock. All of that. That's the blue chip stock. That's that standalone $200 a share stock. You got these mutual funds. You got a little piece of everything on the other side of the defense. Yeah,
there's an untapped,
that's what that is.
There's an untapped market here. Hugh Douglas talking portfolios and stocks. I would tune in for that. Are you calling the Google-A? All right,
the Google-A.
Let's go back to the phone lines here. Big V's and Matt Lauer. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what you do, baby?
Big V, what are you feeling today?
Oh, first of all, I'm feeling a huge level of pride and love for our very own Hugh Douglas.
Why?
What'd
he do?
He said defense was a necessity.
I know. Wasn't that nice to hear? It took us 2 years to drag this out of him. This such basic thing. It took us 2 years. Finally, he said it.
Well, baby steps. But it takes a very big and mature man to correct his wrong actions. And I'm proud of you for doing that, Hugh.
I don't know about mature, but yeah, I feel you. I take the compliment. I don't know about mature, though.
Well, at least we know you don't have to get shot on that hill every day.
No. No.
You're going to get off the hill and live. Yeah, it's good. It's good to hear. There Big V, go. What are you feeling on this football team right now?
Okay, on the football team. First of all, Nick, hats off to him. He played a very conservative game.
He took the points, yes.
Yeah, but now the big problem is that Elliott has been so underused that he forgot what it feels like to be under that pressure and missing field goals.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we have ourselves a kicker issue. I mean, it's gone on long enough this season. I mean, he hasn't made a single kick over 50 yards the whole season. That's not what you want there, Big V.
Exactly. And the other thing is that, hey, hats out to the Thundercats, man. That Georgia connection was playing yesterday.
What about to the exciting whites? I mean, Blankenship had
Reed. Reed's pretty clutch with those picks.
He had a pick, man.
Who's the most exciting white? Is it Reed or is it Cooper?
I would say Cooper because I got a chance to sit down with – we would sit down with both of them, but I would say Cooper's the most exciting white.
Well, I was just used to bread and butter. Exciting whites just came on to the team yesterday.
The exciting whites is – I think that is the – whoever thought about those
Cooper,
shirts –
I think I saw that last night Cooper said he saw the shirts in the mall and he got them, two of them.
Yeah, well, that was pretty cool. But, yeah, hats off to them, too, because they had a hell of a game. I think and also you got to give credit to Fangio, having them prepared to take on the Commodores. But, of course, you know, the Commodores haven't had a hit since Lionel Richie left anyway. Yeah. So I'm not looking for these guys to go that much further. In fact, Hugh, another 3 weeks you may be talking about them and kissing the baby.
No, I think they're a playoff team. Now that we should win the division now, and Big V, we appreciate. I would be surprised if 4 weeks from now we look back on the Commanders and we're like, it wasn't that good. I think they're a good team.
I think they're going to be around too.
Me too.
They're going to watch this film.
Yep.
They're going to learn from the mistakes, and then we got to go there. it's going to be tough.
Here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping we got ourselves a 2-game lead before we go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way, that game doesn't have to
be as heavy.
Yeah. Like if we win it, we clinch the division. And if we don't, we still have 2 weeks against the Giants and Cowboys at the end to finish this thing off. All right. So speaking of people that deserve credit, you know his name hasn't come up much with the credit.
Who's that?
Well, how about Howie Roseman? Hugh, you always call him. What is he? Two-time
that dude.
He might be 3-time that dude.
You mean for the draft picks?
Well, and how about the Saquon signing?
Zach Bond.
And Zach Bond.
Yeah.
I know he whiffed on a certain pass rusher that we don't talk about that
Bryce
much
Huff.
Yet on the
show.
He
just don't fit. I think he can still play. He just don't fit.
Sure.
What we're doing
and that
right
wasn't
now.
A great signing, you know, for this team this year. But his offseason to go get Saquon, the Zach Bond signing is going to go down as one of Howie's best signings he's ever made. And then his top two draft picks have changed the whole franchise. On the defense side of the football, I think Howie Roseman.
I don't think that's a hyperbole.
If they reel off 13, 14 wins, he might win his third Executive of the Year award. You know
Three
what that means? Three times that dude is probably a trip to Canton in the future.
He really ain't about to answer the phone when I send him text messages.
Does he not do it now anyway?
Well, he really don't do it now. But
he gets 3 times Executive of the Year.
Yeah, that's
he's going to delete your number. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Who is this calling me?
Who are you? I used to know you. Not anymore. 215-592-9494 for Black Gritty's up. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Guys, I'm glad you talked about the concussion thing. You know, I'm going to just speak for myself. There was one time I got a concussion, and I had to go to the hospital. I didn't know my name. I didn't know where I was. But there were two other times where I beat the protocol, right? And I went out there, and I finished, but I wasn't myself. And then I got home, and I ended up having to go to the hospital because I had a concussion. But it was milder. But it took longer to catch up to me. And I'm not saying I'm not a doctor. All I know is when that flea flicker play, he got his head banged around. And the next thing I know, he's looking at AJ and he's throwing the ball like 10 feet away from him. Like, what are you doing? So I don't know. And sometimes you can work through that fog. And here, you know, when you get to the smack, Ronnie, I mean, sometimes you got to like work through it. All I know is he comes through at the end of the day. And when people come here and want to talk about my quarterback on wins and they want to talk about the Lions, okay, Jared Goff went to the Super Bowl. That dude scored 3 points. When Jalen Hurts had the same conversation, Hugh, you aren't here, had the same conversation about, well, Jalen is a guy who wants to get the Super Bowl. What did he do? He went out there and went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes, highest-rated quarterback when the lights were bright, okay? Jared Goff had an 85 passing-yard game this year, 145 yards, 3 times under 20 yards. And ain't nobody talking about him, but he threw 5 interceptions, and he gets grace, but my quarterback, no. Shut your mammy, Jamie Master. Let's ride with this dude and work it out. I'm not worried about Jalen Hurts. I'm now not worried about the defense, okay? I got a Quintanamo Bay. I got the exciting whites. I know the dude earlier said something crazy, but Hugh, you in trouble. Because through 10 games, ain't nobody but the 2001 Steelers and the 1984 Bears done held somebody under 175 yards rushing and under 18 points. I mean, he's kind of crazy, but he's not crazy. You know what I'm saying? They're out here doing the ham sandwich. And Quinion Mitchell,
That dude's like a solar eclipse. You can't even look his way. Oh, my God. It's so dangerous. It feels so good to have it. Hugh, get that bus ready, bro. Tell your bro. I know you asked him already, but tell your bro we're going to get him a contract. Because we eased out of that.
No, you know, he called me. He texted me last night during the show.
Is he ready?
And he was like, show me a picture of the crowd. So I sent him a video. I sent him a video of the crowd.
And they're all lower on that
so bus. He's getting pretty stoked, man. Now, I ain't told you. You know the thing about it, though? I ain't told you where we was going either, though. I ain't told you nothing.
No, just put in the GPS. Drive.
He just said he was down. Yes.
I got a question for you, Hugh. When you be greasing them DMs, what you slide in with? Go Birds? What you be doing?
No, I'll be like, you know, it all depends because, you know, you got to hit them with, at my age, you got to have a hey, big head. How you doing?
don't overshare on this
hey,
one.
Hey, Black Grit. You be like, hey, big head. Long time no hear from.
Hey, I hear you, bro. I see you out there working in these streets. I talk to y'all
guys. All right, there he goes, Black Gritty. All right, so Black Gritty brought something out there. He used the Jared Goff comparison, right? Like, we're worried about Hurts, but like Goff isn't unflappable, right? He just had a 5-pick game.
Yeah.
I think it is worth noting this. And it depends on what you're worried about, right? Like, am I worried about Jalen Hurts costing Eagles a playoff trip? Absolutely not. They have 8 wins already. They're 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the rest of the NFC, Hugh, I'm just kind of projecting who could be in the playoffs. I just wrote down 7 quarterbacks' names. Like, this might be the playoff field. Goff, Hurts, Purdy, Cousins, Daniels, Darnold, Love.
You said Purdy. Okay, you said Purdy.
Right, so like, yeah. Do any of those quarterbacks come without questions?
Nope.
None. Like, and I think Goff's good. I think Hurts is good. I think Purdy's good. I mean, they're all there. There's a lot of good quarterbacks, but like none of them come with like, it's not like the AFC where there's Mahomes and there's Darnold.
Yeah.
Allen, I mean. Like, there's not Mahomes and Allen on the other side. So yeah, I think we're going to have questions about Jalen right now, but the other NFC teams, you have questions too. It's going to be about which team can they get their quarterback to play 3 good games in a row to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and who is going to make the least amount of mistakes when they get in those games, man. Yep. I mean, I think that's what it's all about. There's not a quarterback that's playing this season that hasn't had question marks. Because, you know, the one that we all like to talk about when we talk about the MVP favorite is the fact that he can't get out of the playoffs.
Lamar.
Yeah, can't get out of playoffs. Patrick Mahomes has been accused of, and rightfully so, he hasn't played his best game yet.
He hasn't.
He hasn't. And a lot of pundits are saying the way Buffalo is playing, they're going to beat him this weekend. That remains to be seen. But, yeah, you could say that about every quarterback. The difference is this, and I know that a lot of people like to point that out. Well, why are you giving this quarterback this grace and that grace? I don't know what they're doing in Detroit when it comes to Jared Goff. I know about here in Philadelphia and how we are acting. And I don't feel like it's a bad thing to question. I mean, nothing's perfect, and that's what we do as fans. But at the end of the day, if we get into Louisiana, I mean, all this talk that we did all season long ain't going to matter because we're in Louisiana.
By the way, 56 seed is the typical bus. 56.
56, so we're going with 56 people.
Well, there's 3 of us, so we got 53.
Is that a toilet on that bus?
I would think. I mean, Hugh, we're going to New Orleans.
Well, I'm just saying, making sure.
I mean, what kind of bus do you think we're getting?
I'm thinking about the Greyhound, but it's like normally when I take trips, I don't normally stop.
Hold on. We're going to New Orleans. Yeah, so it has to be a couple stops, planned in.
This was the plan for me.
Well, no, you got to move off that.
I'm just saying, I'm assuming if we're on the bus, we're probably going to go straight through. We're going to stop at Buc-ee's and keep it moving,
well,
right?
Well, how close is the first Buc-ee's for like that first stop?
The first Buc-ee's that I know of is in, it's a little bit past, what I want to say, not Columbus, Georgia. I can't remember what part of Georgia, but it's going, what is it, 75 South? No, it's north. It's going north. It's going out, because we're going to, no, it's one in Carolina.
Okay.
It's one in Carolina,
so first stop's
but I missed that one. Okay. I missed that one, but it's 2 Buc-ee's on the way if we go the way that I want to go.
Are you navigating this thing?
Well, I'm just, it's not. Well,
I don't think that's a good idea.
Absolutely not.
I keep forgetting that it's not my trip anymore.
Well, you can make suggestions. We're not going to listen.
The first one we're going to pass is in Carolina.
Okay.
Somewhere. I missed that one. That's the one that I missed on my way here when I moved up here.
You know, every Eagles win, this becomes more of like a real thing. Like, I picture it more and more and more. I can picture us on the bus with 53 other people all the way to New Orleans.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.